Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, December 14th, and just a matter of hours now, Burns, before OSU turns out another graduating class, and I'm assuming you've unpacked the cap and gown.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I can't believe the semester's gone by so quickly, but it is an exciting time. We capped the fall semester with our commencement ceremonies. We expect around 1,400 students to walk on Friday and Saturday during our graduate, which is on Friday night, and our undergraduate ceremonies, which are at Gallagher Iba Arena here in Stillwater on Saturday. In addition, OSU Institute of Technology in Okmulgee is holding their graduation ceremony Friday. Saturday, here in Stillwater, we will also present two special honors. Former OSU President and Oklahoma Senator James Halligan and his wife, Ann, will receive the Henry G. Bennett Distinguished Service Award. This is the highest humanitarian award that we give at OSU. And OSU alumnus and Native American advocate Neil McCaleb will be presented an honorary doctorate of science degree. Jim Halligan and Neil McCaleb will also serve as our commencement speakers. As President and First Lady, Jim and Ann Halligan were outstanding ambassadors for OSU and have served our state community with distinction. And as you know, Jim was a state senator for several years, just retired. Neil McCaleb is a distinguished alumnus who has tirelessly served Oklahoma, the Chickasaw Nation, as well as our country as the Bureau of Indian Affairs head. It will be a very special weekend for our graduates and their families.
And to burn some big news for OSU Oklahoma City.
Well, that's right. Natalie Shirley has retired or is retiring as the president of OSU Oklahoma City. And we announced this week the appointment of Brad Williams as the new Oklahoma City president. Brad is currently vice president of student services at OSU Oklahoma City. He really is a talented and visionary leader, and he's been very instrumental in improving student success at OSU OKC. His campus familiarity and his knowledge will mean continued growth and momentum. Natalie did a wonderful job leading OSU Oklahoma City. She also is Secretary of Education and Workforce Development. And last month, the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum named her as their new president and CEO. So good luck to Natalie and welcome, Brad.
And to finally, Burns, you're recognizing outstanding faculty and staff at OSU.
You bet. We held our Fall University Awards convocation where we honored faculty and staff. Among the honors is the Eminent Faculty Award, which recognizes the highest level of scholarly achievement at OSU. This year's honor went to Bus Jaco. Dr. Bus Jaco is the Regents Professor and head of the Department of Mathematics. Bus is a national expert in improving student success in entry-level math courses and has really gone a long way toward helping our students get through calculus so they can go on to earn engineering degrees. He's currently leading initiatives to improve math scores throughout the state and to increase diversity in math programs. So congratulations to Bus Jaco. He's done a great job and is doing a great job.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.